time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too terrible. It's 51 degrees outside right now. Are we going to get a good Friday out of this?
Sounds like a pretty good day. High near 72.
And?
Partly cloudy.
And?
No rain.
Oh, okay. That's what I was looking for. Finally got around to the important stuff there. What's the weekend like? I keep hearing there might be a little wet weekend going on.
Yeah, it sounds like Saturday evening into night, there's a decent chance of some rain.
Other than that? Not terrible?
Yeah, not terrible otherwise.
No. Very good. Very good. Brett's in with us this morning. How's Brett?
No, not too bad. It's Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
I don't think I'm going to work tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I was looking around to see if you had a pager or a cell phone tied to your belt.
Always.
Always. You never know. Emergencies happen at all hours.
That's right.
Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Well, it's that time of year again. Time you leave your air-conditioned office, drive home in your air-conditioned car, and relax in your air-conditioned home, which maybe isn't as air-conditioned as it should be because you thought you could get one more year out of that old air conditioner. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating and make an appointment to talk about a new Lennox home comfort system. Look, no one ever says there's no place like work or car suite car. Because your home is where you have every right to be cozy, comfortable, and happy, not sweaty, call Camblin Plumbing and Heating at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to make an appointment because a Lennox home comfort system will keep you comfortable for years to come. That's Camblin Plumbing and Heating, serving Southwest Iowa since 1918.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, each Friday, we kind of started this back at the beginning of March. Each Friday, what we've been trying to do is what we call a Freedom Friday bit. And we've been trying to catch up with a bunch of area veterans or current service members who have served in any of the branches of the military. And we've actually had a pretty good mix. I was looking over the list the other day of who some of the folks we are that we visited with. And we visited with several so far, and we've had an opportunity to sit down and have some nice conversations about their experiences. You know, in some cases, some pretty dramatic experiences, battle, combat-type situations and things. In other cases, there are, you know, different types of circumstances. Might have been during a relative period of peacetime. It might have been different types of individual assignments and things that they've been involved in, but all are very important. And I was looking through the list the other day, and so far, we've visited with Lyle Pigg of Atlantic. Lyle just passed away here, actually, just a week or two ago. Clay Belcher of Atlantic, Rick Burns of Elkhorn, Steve Livengood of Atlantic, Rod Montang of Algona, Mitch Holmes of Anita, Linda Heminger of Adair, Bob Boots of Atlantic, Clarence Fundeller of Greenfield, Bud Lindemann of Atlantic, Bob Anderson of Atlantic, Ron Swope from here in Atlantic, and Gary Bergstrom of Griswold. And those folks represent all five branches, the Marines, the Army, the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the Air Force. So we've gotten all the different branches in so far in some of our visits here in the first 3 months that we've been doing that. Wanted to encourage you to continue sending in some of those nominations. Just send me a little note about someone who is either currently in the service, who maybe would be an interesting person to talk to, or a veteran who's got some service time behind them, if you'd like us to visit with them and make them a part of the show. I do have a number of interviews set up, but, you know, it's kind of interesting sometimes, especially when you're working with veterans. Health issues come up and different types of things, and we had to have a few cancellations and what have you in some of our interview schedules, so that's kind of what happened to me this week. Got a couple of interviews actually set up for later on today with some veterans, so we'll have some more coming up here in the coming Fridays, and got a number of more set up for down the road as well. But just asking you for more of those types of nominations. We always need those, and if you can send those in to us, that would be wonderful. You know, we've got a number of area communities represented already. Of course, like Atlantic, Elkhorn, Anita, Adair, Greenfield, Griswold. But there are plenty of veterans in some of the other communities, too, like the Messinas and Cumberlands and Avocas and Exiras, Audubon's, places like that, too. So make sure you nominate those folks for us from here around the area so we can have a little bit of a visit with them as well. You know, I was looking for some interesting information the other day about veterans and things, and you know, I came across an old thing that I had in the file. It's entitled. It's a little ditty that's entitled "What is a Veteran?" And in this particular one, it was attributed to Father Dennis Edward O'Brien of the United States Marines, retired, who has actually passed away now. But he used to share this at a lot of different events that he would attend, whether it was different types of personal appearances or appearances on radio, television, what have you. But he would share that a lot, and it became something that was attributed to him, even though it really wasn't something that he wrote. It was actually first an editorial that showed up in the Richmond Times-Dispatch in Richmond, Virginia, back in November of 2006. And that editorial was penned by Anthony Barton Hinkle, who was actually the one who wrote that. But it's kind of interesting to read through some of these different types of things that people have written. And there's a website as well called the International War Veterans Poetry Archives. It's not just poetry, but there are all kinds of different writings and memories and different types of things, too. If you have an interest in some of those types of things, you might be surprised at some of the things that you find in there. You know, when we sit down to write something, you know, there's always the talk about whether it's fact or fiction. Well, even a lot of fiction evolves around fact. You know, when we sit down to do any writing, I have not sat down and published anything myself, but I write a lot here because of what we do for a living here in our business. But, you know, you tend to pull a lot of what you know, and sometimes that involves a lot of your experiences and things, too. Some of us don't, you know, we all have different experiences. Some of us don't have some of the dramatic experiences that some of the veterans have. But when you sit down and read through some of the writings that they've done over time, considering what they may have been through, you can kind of sometimes close your eyes after you read something like that and really kind of see the experience that they are trying to describe, because they describe things in such detail. But some interesting writings and things there, too. But I did want to share with you this morning that little bit called What is a Veteran? And it reads like this. It says, some veterans bear visible signs of their service, a missing limb, a jagged scar, a look in their eye. Others may carry the evidence inside them. Might be a pin holding a bone together, piece of shrapnel in the leg, or perhaps another sort of inner steel, the soul's ally forged in the refinery of adversity. Except in parades, however, the men and women who have kept America safe wear no badge or emblem. You can't tell a vet just by looking. So what is a vet? Well, he's the cop on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia sweating 2 gallons a day making sure the armored personnel carriers didn't run out of fuel. He's the Nebraska farmer who worries every year that this time the bank really will foreclose. He's the barroom loudmouth, dumber than 5 wooden planks, whose overgrown frat boy behavior is outweighed 100 times in the cosmic scales by 4 hours of exquisite bravery near the 39th parallel. She or he is the nurse who fought against futility and went to sleep sobbing every night for 2 solid years in Da Nang. He's the POW who went away one person and came back another, or didn't come back at all. He's the Quantico drill instructor who never has seen combats, but who has saved countless lives by turning slouchy no-account soldiers and teaching them to watch each other's backs. He's the parade-riding legionnaire who pins on his ribbons and medals with a prosthetic hand. He's the career quartermaster who watches the ribbons and medals pass him by. He's the anonymous hero in the Tomb of the Unknowns, whose presence at Arlington National Cemetery must forever preserve the memory of all of the other anonymous heroes whose valor died unrecognized with them on the battlefield or in the ocean's sunless deep. He's the old guy bagging groceries at the supermarket, palsied now and aggravatingly slow, who helped liberate a Nazi death camp, and who wishes all day long that his wife were still alive to hold him when the nightmares come. He's an ordinary and yet an extraordinary human being, a person who offered some of his life's most vital years in the service of his country, and who sacrificed his ambitions so others would not have to sacrifice theirs. He's a soldier and a savior and a sword against the darkness, and he's nothing more than the finest, greatest testimony on behalf of the finest, greatest nation ever known. Pretty much sums it all up in just a few short words, doesn't it? So if you know someone who you would like us to have a visit with so we can share some of their experiences here on our program, please just give a call or drop a note by. You can send us an email, what have you, but just drop us a note. Give us your name and your contact information, just in case we have a hard time getting a hold of someone, and get us their name and their phone number and contact information as well, and we'll follow up from there. It's interesting to hear some of the stories from some of the veterans. Now, granted, in some cases, I've contacted some folks who we've gotten names about and who have declined to sit down and visit with us. And that's, you know, that's their choice, too. Some people really don't want to talk much about their service. But for those who do, we'd like to help them share those stories. So we hope you do get a chance to sit down, think about that a little bit, and submit us some more names. So we'll continue doing this as long as we can. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you more this morning about what's going on down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Allergy season is definitely upon us. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a wide variety of products that will definitely help. From high-rating filters to ultraviolet lights to electronic air cleaners, we can make a house call to your home, diagnose what would help you, and get it installed quickly to help you through those trying times. Lennox produces a unit called Pure Air that would give you comfort year-round at your home or in your office area. Simple ultraviolet lights installed in your ductwork will also offer you relief that you only need to experience. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to get on the road to a healthier breathing. Thought of the day today comes to us from good old Ronald Reagan. The government's view of the economy can be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. If it stops moving, subsidize it.
Yeah, if it doesn't exist, create it.
Yeah.
You need to add a new one.
There you go.
Need.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, just a note, too. Tomorrow, the Atlantic and Oneida Fire Departments are holding a fundraiser. They're doing the steam engine rides, those steam train engine rides, the old steam locomotive from Atlantic to Oneida back and forth. Hey, there are still some tickets available. So if you'd like to get in on that, please get a hold of those folks with either the Atlantic or Oneida Fire Departments, and they can set you up with some tickets. It's a round trip. You'll start in one city, go to the other, and then back again. So you'll be right back where you started. They have several different times they'll be leaving each place tomorrow. So make sure you check with them on times and get on the right train and have a good time with that. Should be fun. And the weather should be decent for it as well. Hey, you got to make it a great day. And God bless America.